Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about being left behind.
Like in school?
No, like you, like you got. Have you ever lost one of your kids?
Well,
don't for a little bit, you left a kid somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I have three kids.
No,
had. I don't know.
I've literally, like, when we first had Noah, we were looking for houses, and you know how you carry the it's the thing that clicks into the car seat. It's like
a little.
It's the swingy thing.
It's the
portable, removable part of the car seat.
Yeah, I guess it's like the car seat.
Yeah, but it's called, I don't know what it's called, but it's got a handle on it.
Yeah,
and if they're asleep, then you can go like walk through model homes or whatever. Well, I was carrying it, and then I set Noah on the counter, and she was standing there like looking in on him. So then I went to the laundry room, went to the guest bedrooms and whatever, and then we're upstairs looking at the master, and then we like go to the next house, and then I'm like,
no,
we didn't drive. The houses are next to each other.
Oh my god!
It's not like, no, we're not that dumb. But I'm like, I thought she had him. She was the last to look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to communicate.
Yeah.
In that situation.
But she was like, you were carrying him. I'm like, right. But then you clearly saw me put him down.
I don't think that you can cast blame in this instance.
Can she?
I think it is shared.
Yeah.
That's bad though.
But she had her eyes on him last. Was I standing, like, she walked away from him. I walked away from them.
And I think it would have been fine in the house, like in the same house that you're in. If you went upstairs to go look at everything and you set him in the kitchen, like that's fine.
It's because we weren't on the tour really together at that point. Like, I'm kind of ahead of her. So then I just screamed, I'm going to the next house. She's like, cool. So she's just like, he's got him.
He's with.
And I was like, I'm going to the next house. Bring Noah. And I was like.
You didn't say that.
Bring the kids.
No, but I just assumed she had.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
This got inspired from some story in the news. I'm not the only person who's done this.
Yeah, there is a 62-year-old man. He's from Paris. He was traveling to Morocco. And he stopped at a gas station, got back in the car, forgot he was doing the journey with his wife.
Forgot?
Forgot. Drove about 185 miles.
What?
Oh my god!
The gas station.
What?
Without his wife. Yeah.
No, come on. Cell phones? Like.
Also, the couple's 22-year-old daughter was also on the trip with them and was asleep in the back the whole time. So she was no help. So I think maybe he was just like trying to be quiet and just thought, oh, they're both sleeping.
Wait. So no one's in the passenger seat and he doesn't notice that?
That's bad.
If the daughter was sleeping in the passenger seat and he thought his wife was sleeping in the back, that makes more sense.
He contacted authorities to report the situation, but, quote, struggled to remember where he had last seen her, end quote.
That's even worse.
This story all around, like, the daughter's just sleeping. Yeah. First of all, she's not four. She's 22. Yeah. Like, she's just sleeping through.
Was that a 7-Eleven? Was that a Quick Trip?
Well, especially after making multiple stops between.
Yeah.
He forgot he was married?
That's means for divorce.
For sure.
They tracked the woman's phone, and she was just at the service station waiting patiently for her husband to return, which sounds, that's terrifying.
180 miles is 3 hours,
right,
dude.
So it's like 6 hours before he's back.
So every minute that passed, she got more and more patient for his return, just waiting.
Do you think they continued, like, because I'm assuming it was a vacation.
Yeah, no, that's over.
Do you turn around, go back to Paris?
Yeah.
What I don't understand, if they tracked her cell phone, why couldn't she just call him?
They were unable to help pinpoint her mother's location. So I think her phone might have died.
Okay.
Mm. I don't know.
Okay. I think she's like, let's see how long it takes.
Oh. Yeah, if anyone ever says I waited patiently, just know I'm pissed.
Yeah, yeah, no, nobody thinks you were waiting patiently.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've been left behind or you left your child on a counter in a model home, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423, you can call or text.
I wouldn't say I've been left behind. Mm. I would say it was a little bit of my own mistake.
Okay.
Leaving Stagecoach my first year, I was like 22, so partying. Somehow, my sister's best friend and I walk out a different exit than everyone else.
Yeah, your host.
Yeah.
No service because it's a huge festival. The wind gusts were so bad. We were getting like exfoliated by the sand out there. We were on a blocked off road where randomly trucks would be let through. And I thought everyone had left us. We finally made it to a parking lot and found my sister.
For how long? Because
hours.
When cells don't work, you, like, everyone just goes, she's smart enough to hitch a ride somewhere. And I would just leave you.
Yeah, my sister and her boyfriend at the time, I guess, were in the truck waiting for us. And they were like, all our phones have died.
Oh, my God. So,
and it does turn out that we were all walking out as a group. And I guess me and our friend were ahead. And so no one thought to say, hey, guys, not that way. So
I intentionally left a friend.
Oh,
you just reminded me.
You did?
Yeah, me and two buddies. So three of us, we went down to Nashville for New Year's Eve, like a long time ago, just young, partying. Yeah. New Year's Eve, one of our buddies he was obliterated and was like not responding to us when we're like, hey, it's time
to
go.
You got to pull it together.
Time to go. And he just wouldn't. It was just like kind of belligerent, you know? And it got to the point where we're like,
bye.
Bye. We'll just.
Did you ever see him again?
He ended up in the hotel room later. I don't know. I still don't know. And we just kind of never talked about it.
Oh.
About having to leave him. I remember.
Like, so he was probably too drunk to remember that you abandoned him.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
Oh,
but
my
gosh. Had to make that call. We're like, what do we do? We can't, like, you're on your own. You're smart enough to figure out a way back. And he did. Eventually.
Okay.
3 days later, but.
So whether you were left behind or abandoned by friends and family, okay. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about when you were left behind.
Or you left your child behind.
On the counter one time. My parents, you know, the story of the husband who left his wife. My parents said that to me when I was a kid. We took a road trip. And they, like, we had a camper and I was in the camper. And then everybody was getting out to pee and they thought I was asleep up in the bunk. And everybody had peed and I was like, I gotta pee. So I went and peed and they just drove.
How long?
2 hours in One Direction before they realized.
What did you do?
I made friends with the gas station attendants.
How old are you?
Like 8. I was very, very sad. Wait,
this is so...
Because you come out, you come bouncing out, and you're like...
The car's gone.
Yeah, it was a truck with a camper on the back.
And like, you didn't have a cell phone?
No.
Cell phones didn't even exist.
Right. No, I lit a little fire and made smoke signals.
Right.
How old do you think I am? No, but there was no way to contact.
Yeah.
And because all the kids were in the camper, they didn't notice. And then finally, one of my brothers fessed up and was like, yeah, we haven't had Michael in a long time.
Oh my gosh.
So they had to turn back. Come back to the Royal Gorge to get me.
Wow.
Anyway, if you've been left behind, we'd love to talk to you. Mike?
Yeah.
Left behind, what happened?
I was playing junior hockey in Seattle, and we had a road series in Oregon. And we stopped at a truck stop at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we get back on the bus afterwards, and like 2 hours later, we're like, where's Peter? And we realized we left him at the truck stop, and he was from Czech Republic, so he had a cell phone, but he didn't have service unless there was Wi-Fi, so we had no way to get a hold of us. He was just waiting there forever, not knowing when we were going to come back and get him.
In a truck stop. Hours.
Peter.
Yeah.
Did he speak
truck
English?
In the middle of nowhere, Utah. Barely English. He
oh, God. I'm sorry, and I love truckers, think you guys are awesome, but there is a certain subset of truckers that have a bit of a creepy side.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so sad thinking about Peter. Just-
Well, we all checked our phones, and one of our guys checked their Facebook, and he's like, I haven't messaged some random fat dude. And it's like, hey, it's Peter, you left me. He used some random trucker's Facebook to message our teammate.
Oh,
he
Peter.
Got on somebody else's Facebook?
You left me.
Just some trucker in the middle of nowhere let him use his phone to get on his Facebook and find our teammate on Facebook.
What did he have to do to get that?
No, it wasn't like that. After. They saw Peter. No.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, here's to Peter, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Lisa?
Yay.
Left behind. What happened to you?
So my husband left our child at home, drove all the way to the daycare.
No.
And the story is...
How old was the kid?
The one-year-old. He left the one-year-old at home and drove all the way across town.
Wait, that's so dangerous because one-year-olds start being mobile.
Well, so he was sleeping and he was strapped. I don't even think he was quite one. He was in his little carry car seat.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had brought the 3-year-old.
But he doesn't have any friends. He's not going
to
throw a party or anything. He'll be fine.
No, but he drove to the daycare.
Without the kid.
Without the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And she was...
What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, just take my kid. Oh. Oh. Bridget?
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. Left behind. What happened to you?
So this was a long time ago. My dad was a single parent. He had 4 girls, and he was just taking them to the dentist's office down in Castle Rock. And my aunt, which was his sister, was working as the receptionist, and all of a sudden he's driving away. And you know how it is where you're looking in your mirror in the car counting heads, and all of a sudden he didn't see my head. So finally he calls my aunt. My aunt says, did you forget something? He says, how is she? And she said, oh, she's fine. She's playing with the toys here. So my dad had to do the fun loopy-loop and go back and get me.
Go back to Castle Rock.
To get you.
I was a special kid who was blind. Plus, have you used the A1 steak sauce hack that I told you about?
I don't know any of the words you said at the end. But thank you for the call. Here's the thing. I didn't expect this to have such an emotional impact on Erica.
Yeah,
she is like down in the weeds.
I can't stop thinking about Peter.
Neither can that trucker.
Yeah.
Brandon?
Yai.
Left behind. Make Erica cry. What happened?
Well, my best friend and his cousin was in town with his best friend. So we decided that we were going to go to the corn maze together. So we went to the corn maze, and we met up with 2 girls that we knew. As we're going through the corn maze and everything, we realized that my buddy, his cousin, and his best friend are gone.
Ooh.
So we get out of the corn maze after everything, and we're calling them saying, hey, guys, where are you at? And they said, oh, we left you. We're at home.
You guys took too long in the maze.
Or because you met up with the girl.
Maybe. They're jealous.
Well, the funny part is, her brother was a big football player, and me and my buddy are also big guys. So we have to ask her for a ride home in her little bug.
Okay.
All right.
Better than a trucker for a ride.
I don't feel that bad for Brandon.
Okay, good, good. We're finding a place for you. Kim?
Yai.
Yai. Left behind. What happened?
So I was in college and my sister was in high school and we were going skiing and she had decided to bring a friend that had never been skiing before. And the plan was for them to meet us at the end of the day, like when the lifts were closing in a certain spot. So it gets to that time, my sister shows up and her friend's not with her. And my sister's like, yeah, I didn't really want to stay with her. She kind of stunk at skiing, so I left her. And now, you know, lifts are closed. You know how that goes. And we don't know where this girl is. This is well before cell phones were even a thing.
Oh,
and hours go by to where we have no idea where she is. And fast forward to, like, ski patrol comes, like, let's say 3-4 hours later with her.
No.
She was hysterical, did not know what to do. She was probably, like, 14 or 15. They're not friends to this day because of that.
What was her name?
Her name was Kristen.
Nah, we're just going to call her Peter.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.